Gary Wheeler. I'm currently the Deputy Executive Director for the Missouri Corn Growers Association, and I just accepted the position with as CEO with the Missouri Soybean Association, Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council. So very excited about the opportunity moving forward and continue to serve the growers of this great state.
So tell me, Gary, how do you feel about the new position?
Well, I tell you, I'm excited. I don't know that I've ever been this excited about something as in employment for years. I was telling Gary Marshall, a good friend and current employer, I haven't had, these types of butterflies since the day I got married. And so I'm very excited moving forward, getting on the ground over there. They got a great staff, a tremendous board, some great leaders over there, not only on a statewide basis, but on a national basis. We got some seats over there covering USB and ASA, and so looking forward to working with those groups as well. One thing that I want to point out is something that's going to be terrific is really working a lot closer with other commodity organizations within the state of Missouri, especially with the Missouri Corn Growers Association. There's a lot of synergies, and if you're a corn farmer, you're a soybean farmer for the most part, and or depending on your crop rotation, and just really excited to continue to serve the growers of the state.
It occurs to me, Gary, that perhaps when you sit down with that board for the first time, you're still going to see a lot of familiar faces.
Yes, I will, and that's what's going to be fun about this, and it's what's going to be great about the opportunity is to really continue on in building the successes that we've built, not just within agriculture, but the successes that that board, whether it be the Merchandising Council or the Association, has built over the past 30 years. So look forward to building upon those. We're definitely going to make some changes to streamline some things, all positive, and just to make the organization not necessarily run better, but to be able to do more.
And it would seem to me that perhaps people who are members of the Missouri Corn Growers Association would also be a member of the Missouri Soybean Association.
Yes, and you would think so, and that stands true for the most part, and that is something that we're going to really work on moving forward for the years ahead, is to continue to build their grassroots over there on the association side. Mind you that the board over there has been very strategic and worked well when it comes to policy and policy issues on a state and national basis, especially when it comes to working with Missouri Farmers Care and Amendment 1. But that is definitely a priority of the board and ours as a staff. I say we, moving forward and really growing our grassroots is face-to-face. And it seemed to have paid off in the past, and it's a model that's worked well with others, and it's something we're going to continue with. I'm just, again, truly excited and humbled to think that the executive board and the board for both Merchandising Council and the Association has selected me to continue to lead their organization, and truly excited my wife and family and myself to continue to serve the grower of the state. Very excited to do it.